This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Austin Newman. The National Academy of Sciences says it is pursuing private funding to complete a study of the health effects of mountaintop removal coal mining. As Jeff Young reports, the Trump administration cited budget concerns when it ordered a halt to the study.
National Academy's spokesperson Ria Anandwala says there has been no further information on the budget review, and the study has remained on hold since August.
Given how important the study is to the citizens and communities surrounding these surface mining sites in Appalachia, the National Academies believe the study should be completed and are exploring options to do so.
She says private donors have expressed interest in paying to complete the study. Coalfield residents have long expressed concerns about illness. A series of scientific studies linked strip mining to a variety of health issues, including increased rates of cancer, lung disease, and birth defects. This week, the Interior Department also halted a study on the safety of offshore oil and gas drilling. Andrew Rosenberg with the Union of Concerned Scientists says it is extremely rare to stop studies that are already underway. He also notes that both canceled studies dealt with energy extraction.
I don't think it's any secret that the various fossil fuel industries have very high level of influence with this administration. So again, Department of Interior is saying we don't want to study these problems because we don't want to know the answer.
Rosenberg says while private money might complete the mining health study, it's also important to have public funding for science in the public interest. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.
The federal agency that regulates interstate natural gas and oil pipelines says it will review its policies when it comes to approving new projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has increasingly come under attack from environmentalists and landowners over the nation's pipeline building boom. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports FERC is also facing significant legal challenges to its decisions.
FERC is the agency that decides whether a pipeline project can use eminent domain to seize land from reluctant property owners. For the past two decades, the agency has approved eminent domain as long as the company has a customer to buy the gas. But with so many new pipelines, landowners and environmentalists who oppose the projects say the nation has enough gas to go around and not all new projects serve the public interest. Carolyn Elefant is an attorney who represents landowners and municipalities in pipeline cases. She says FERC is worried that unless it takes a closer look at whether these projects really serve a public need, some could be overturned on a constitutional basis.
Frankly, with some of these pipelines, it really hasn't built much of a record. It's just said as long as we have these contracts, we have need. And that's kind of a slim rod to hang your hat on in a federal court of appeals, even if it is your policy.
FERC's new chairman says the agency's pipeline policies need a fresh look. The Interstate Natural Gas Association of America, a pipeline lobby, defended the current policy, saying it has made cheaper natural gas available across the country. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
Throughout the Ohio Valley, thousands of children are in foster care. Liz McCormick reports the opioid epidemic is sending thousands more to join them.
Stay-at-home mom and daycare provider Jen Holden lives in Kearneysville, Jefferson County, with her six kids. They're like any other family. They joke with each other, share meals, laugh, play, and watch movies together. They love church, and they're actively involved at school and within the community. But Jen is also a former foster parent who, for 14 years, along with her ex-husband, fostered 27 children ranging in age from infant to 18.
I had heard adoption stories, and I really started to think, I would like to adopt. And when I started to research, I really didn't know much about the foster care system at all, but when I would type in adoption, foster care would come up. And I educated myself, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to help children.
Jen also has two biological sons who are in high school. Of the 27 children she's fostered, she adopted four, three of whom were exposed to drugs or alcohol in utero.
My youngest was born addicted to three different drugs. And he was in the hospital for 3 weeks, and when he came home from the hospital, he screamed for 4 months straight until he really got off the drugs. Right now, he's on target. He's really excelling and doing really well.
The two other children impacted by drugs or alcohol are biologically related sisters. The 9-year-old was born while her mother was addicted to heroin. Jen says she's doing well, but will likely need ongoing help in school. Jen's other daughter, who's 11 years old, struggles a bit more.
She's probably on a second or third grade level and should be in the sixth grade. And she has fetal alcohol syndrome. She suffers from epilepsy from the fetal alcohol syndrome and is severely delayed.
Both girls also have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and take medication for it. Jen says despite medical and academic struggles, she loves being a mom and watching her kids grow. But there are other kids in the foster care system, thousands in fact, who still need help. For Jen, the solution is making sure these kids are placed in a secure environment early and for the long term.
We just need to get these kids in permanent homes as fast as we can so that they can just heal. I mean, even if they're drug addicted, then they need to overcome that. If they've been taken away because of neglect and abuse, then we need to get therapy and let them do that. But they can't do it while they're jumping from placement to placement or going home and coming back. And I think we just really need to put the kids first.
But finding permanent homes is rarely easy. The West Virginia Children's Home Society, or CHS, is one of 10 agencies in the state that handle foster care referrals from the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources. The organization works to find the best matchups for children who need temporary or permanent placements, whether that's in traditional foster homes like Jen's or in other placements, such as with a relative or in emergency shelters. Chief Executive Officer of CHS, Steve Tuck, notes that in just the last few years, there's been a dramatic spike in the number of children coming into care. This has made it harder to ensure these kids find adequate home environments. He says the opioid epidemic has played a major role in that rise.
The need has only gone up. The number in care had gone up close to 6,000 from what it had stabilized for many years at around 4,000 kids, state kids in care. It's even in these last few months, it's gone up almost 100 a month.
DHHR reported in November that nearly 6,400 West Virginia children are in foster care. That's about 1,000 more kids in care than November 2016. Tuck says it's hard to pinpoint just how many of those children are coming into care as a direct result of substance abuse. For example, if a child is pulled from a home because of some form of neglect, the role substance abuse played isn't always clearly noted. Likewise, when children are born with drug-related issues, there's no consistent methods for determining the extent of parental substance abuse. Tuck says to improve these situations, there needs to be more communication.
We all need to get together from the medical, especially the hospitals that are, you know, serving those situations and the ones that might need to take custody for children.
Despite the difficulties, Tuck argues the general consensus regarding the number of children coming into care due to substance abuse is at least 50%.
And I've seen numbers as high as 90, but that's really probably people's more anecdotal, you know, who've worked in this work a long time, acknowledgement that it almost affects every placement that of children coming into care.
Tuck says one way to help limit the number of children needing to enter care is to start with the families. CHS, Marshall University, DHHR, and the Behavioral Health and Addiction Treatment Center, Prestera, are all working together on a pilot project to help addicted mothers get the care and therapy they need to get off drugs and keep their children. The pilot project has been launched in Cabell, Lincoln, and Wayne counties first, but Tuck hopes if it's successful, it will expand to all 55 counties. Tuck asks state lawmakers to keep the foster care system in mind this session.
My encouragement to them is really just to acknowledge that there's a lot higher cost to taking care of these kids, and there are West Virginia children that we all are responsible for, so they really have to look at that when most of the, you know, discussions are around budget cuts and reduced funding and things like that.
Back at the Holbens, Jen encourages more West Virginia families to think about becoming foster parents.
You hear all this stuff and it can scare you away, but it is the most rewarding. Every kid I've had has been a blessing to me. But definitely educate yourself so you're prepared for what you might deal with. And just always remember that a kid that comes to your house through foster care, through adoption, through anything, their story goes beyond the day you bring them home. And whether you bring them home as a baby, they still have biological parents that it's part of them and it's part of their story. Their story isn't just being in your home.
Still, Jen's biggest concern is ensuring the children who end up in West Virginia's foster care system are placed in permanent homes as soon as possible. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.
According to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, of the nearly 6,400 children in foster care, 51 are available for adoption. You'll be able to hear more on the subject during our nightly program, The Legislature Today, beginning January the 11th, 2018. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Austin Newman. It's 7:54. Cloudy skies today and a chance of rain all weekend long. Today's highs in the 50s. Tonight's temperatures in the 40s. Tomorrow should be about like today with highs in the 50s. Tomorrow evening lows in the 30s. And Sunday, highs in the 30s and the lower 40s. Bluegrass mainstays Dan Tominski and Ronnie Bowman join forces on this week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week, Hold What You Got.
Two, three. Well, hold what you got, I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got and I don't mean, baby, been thinking about you. And I'm on my way. Don't sell the house, don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay.
Well, in my mind, I can see it's a mighty good sign that I need you. That's why I can't wait to get back home. So squeeze yourself real good and tight, and I'll be home before daylight. What you got, I'm coming home, stay.
Hold what you got, I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and I don't mean maybe. Been thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house, and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. Hold what you got, I'm coming home, stay.
Lonely, little too much grieving. When I get back, honey, this time I'm gonna stay. Well, we won't fuss and we won't fight, and this time things are gonna be alright. You know what you got, I'm coming home to stay.
Hold what you got, I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and I don't mean maybe. Been thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. Hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay. God, I'm a coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and I don't mean maybe. Been a thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold what you got, I'm a coming home to stay. If you hold what you got, I'm a coming home to stay.
Again, Dan Tominski and Ronnie Bowman singing Hold What You Got. You can hear more on this weekend's installment of Mountain Stage. Tune in tonight and tomorrow at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Dave Mistich, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Jesse Wright, and Roxy Todd. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Austin Newman. This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, and WVNP Wheeling. Support is provided by Edward Tucker Architects, specializing in bringing